Your friendly neighborhood superheroes. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Last year it was the DC comic book heroes on stamps. This year it's the heroes of Marvel Comics.
We expect those to be just as popular and customers to be just as big a fans of those stamps.
Predicts the Postal Service's Dave Fehler. Says Marvel Comics editor-in-chief Joe Quesada.
I think they're fantastic.
It's a tribute to those who originated these characters, but also...
It's another feather in the cap of the comic book industry as we now... become part of the American mainstream and are being recognized as a very serious art form and no longer just something that was mainly for little kids.
Spider-Man and the Hulk are on the stamps, of course, but fans have complained that some of their favorites are missing, such as Thor and Daredevil. The decisions were made by the Postal Service and Marvel, and Quesada wasn't part of that.
Daredevil in particular is a character that I have a lot of affection for.
But overall...
I just think it's just the coolest thing ever.
Originally, there was supposed to be just one set of stamps, but Marvel and DC didn't like that. And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.